another episode of the Adeptus Ridiculous Podcast. My name is DK Diamantes, his name is Bricky, and oh boy, I'm sure depravity will ensue. But before it does, if you enjoy today's episode and maybe you want to support the podcast, head over to patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous, where you can get access to the Discord, bloopers if they happen. $15 tier gets you access to all of our posters in crispy HD digital format. Sign up today at patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous. Bricky, tell them things.
Oh, I'm going to tell them everything. If you'd like to check out and support our channel as well, go ahead and check out orchid8.com, link in the description, where we have all kinds of great merchandise, including game desk mats, dice for your Warhammer games, as well as awesome hoodies, tees, sweatpants for lounging, and more. Also, if you check the site, you may notice it's a little different.
Ooh!
We have made a big update to the theming there, and I think for the most part, you should find a lot more accessibility. It should run way better, both for mobile and desktop. It's not fully done yet, but overall, I think right now it looks significantly better. So I'm very happy about that. Check it out, orchid8.com, link in the description, and read the big DACA.
I haven't seen the new site design.
Yeah, it's not huge of a change. We're actually going to make one specifically for Adric, all for Adric, like its own page and everything. But if you check it out right now and you know, you go to the Adeptus Ridiculous part of it, it's just cleaner. It just looks a lot cleaner.
It's just cleaner. It's just a little cleaner.
Hell yeah. So DK, my voice is super shot. I apologize.
Apology not accepted. How dare you not take this seriously and get your voice in check before an episode? So how dare you?
190
tea and honey, maybe. Maybe I had some that this lozenges. Morning.
Did
you know?
That too.
Ricola. You know, like what's the deal, man?
Listen,
a little professionalism, Bricky. A little professionalism goes a long way.
Listen, all right. Let me make. All right. Listen. One, I forgot Ricola was from there. Two, look. All right. Like I was at a 190 person tournament. All right. All right. It was a big Warhammer tournament. And look at us.
I saw that on Twitter. I was like, all right, even if you lose, you win, right?
Like, that's the thing, though. Like, do you think I wasn't shouting the entire time I was there when we had a team of tracksuit wearing boys?
Well, fair, but you would have been yelling regardless.
I would have been yelling regardless. You're right.
Yeah. So that's.
Anywho, so regardless of all that, shout out to local Warhammer group and tournament organizer Dice Hammer, and shout out to the event organizer, our boy Mr. Nick Dice Hammer, because Mr. Nick just has decided that 5 game events are better than 6, and that he's so right. So I got home yesterday at 7 instead of 10. And
hey.
I could actually get time to research this topic. And so.
Wow, his last name is Dice Hammer, huh? Wow, what a coincidence that he just happened to fall into, you know, doing that.
His last name is not Dice Hammer.
What a coincidence. What a nice last name, Dice Hammer.
Why are you the way that you are?
What is that, like, what is that, German?
Yes.
Deutschhammer,
yes,
we just pronounce it wrong. We just keep screwing up the pronunciation because we're dumb Americans.
What a bunch of silly goofballs we are.
Just a little bit. Just a little, all right. Just a little goofball.
All right, are you ready for your quote?
Not really, but let me get it wrong anyway. Hit me with it.
All right. Listen, bro, this shit is the future, all right? I've sold all of my NFTs. I sold all of my Bitcoin. I am going 100% deep into this. There's no way this will fail.
What the fuck? That just sounds like some degenerate bad decision making.
Who
makes the worst decisions in Warhammer besides the Emperor? Maybe the Emperor. Maybe the Emperor's Webway project is like pseudo NFT crypto. You know, it's just bad idea.
What are NFT crypto bros currently on about right now?
I have no idea, actually. Damn. What are they on about?
Shy, you kind of get where I'm going in this joke, right? You kind of get the vibe. Okay. I'm making sure you got it.
Look, man, well, yes, I'm a moron, but like, I don't remember the last time I logged on to Twitter. All right.
You know what? That's fair. That's fair. I'm going to try one more time. What is the current degenerate thing sweeping the internet right now that is that is being adopted by bad people?
I genuinely don't know.
God damn it.
I wish I could be like, oh yeah, obviously it's Dogecoin, but it's an
existential threat to many people's jobs.
E-commerce, obviously.
Holy shit. It's AI. AI, everything. We're doing an episode on AI, on the AI stuff. AI in Warhammer and its various implications. AI.
I'm stupid. That was pretty obvious, actually.
I must say, it was pretty
obvious, and that's a big L.
Listen, Shy is the mean one here. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. It's kind of hard. It's a big universe. It's kind of hard, but if you don't spend much time on Twitter, I got that.
In my defense, I lost an hour of sleep.
I thought so. Did I? I thought.
Well, yeah, but you're hoarse and everything. I
horse?
Am not used to that. You know, I am not used to not getting my beauty sleep.
Oh,
horse!
I thought you called me a horse. I was like, what in the hell is happening?
So, as you can see, dear listeners, we are both varying degrees of stupid. Me, I can't get a quote to save my life, even if it is just brain-numbingly obvious and all over the place. Because it is AI, the AI problem is ubiquitous. Doesn't matter if you're on Twitter, I still missed it. Bricky, if I say he's hoarse because his voice is gone, he thinks I called him a horse. So we're varying degrees of just stupid. Like, we are two different shades of dumb.
Well, I am extremely shaded. So let's chat about AI and Warhammer.
Yeah. Oh boy. The illegal AI in Warhammer.
You know,
heretical AI.
Yeah, well, and yeah, heretical AI to some, important to others. I won't lie, to go with the bit, it would be like mildly funny if we did like an AI thumbnail generated from all the other Adeptus Ridiculous thumbnails. But I do want to pay, I do want us to pay Ted for his work.
Yeah, obviously.
But the concept of using that is like, the irony removes my moral implication for it this one time, but
honestly, I think we should just have Ted do his interpretation of bad AI artwork and just have him actually draw like a hand that has like six fingers that are all twirling in the wrong direction. His interpretation of what bad AI art would be.
A real artist drawing bad AI artwork. We're burying ourselves in layers of irony.
Oh yeah, we're the meta. We're meta chasing.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Anyway, AI and Warhammer. So, topical for the current day and age. AI is a genuine commercial and existential threat. All of us here are not huge on AI in terms of artistic works. No. If you're using it for things like automation, for finance and that kind of stuff, whatever, totally fine. Artwork specifically voice acting. Also, we're all yeah. very much not happy campers.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But in Warhammer, it'll get you. Oof. Well, in the Imperium anyway, none of that stuff. The Mechanicus will find you and hurt you.
Okay. One quick caveat. Shy does use an AI voice for her channel, but that is a anonymity and function purpose. It is not stealing and using it for a video game example.
True.
But yes, whereas getting yelled at by people or getting swarmed by blue check marks on Twitter is the worst thing you could possibly deal with in real life when you bash on AI. Bashing on AI is simply commonplace in the Imperium of Man, because if you have a blue check mark in the Warhammer, you are killed.
Whoa! Just for being verified?
Listen, who verifies you? AI sympathizers. You share by association.
Oh, okay. But in Warhammer, there are some that are cool with AI, like the League of Votan use are significantly into AI, right? That's whole thing is AI.
That is correct. You've also got the Tau, and how we define the Necrons is a bit of a question.
Yeah, they seem like they would be okay with AI. Like maybe, well, I guess they're kind of AI. Like they're robots with, yeah. That's a little column A, column B, I suppose.
We have not done a real in-depth episode on the Dark Age of Technology.
Ooh, yeah.
Might be a cool thing to do at some point. But for example, you are familiar with the Men of Iron, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're the whole reason that AI was banned in the Imperium, right?
That's correct. Are you familiar with the Men of Stone?
No, actually.
Okay, that's fine, because nobody else is either.
Hooray, so, I'm not the only ignorant one. Great.
So if this next 5 minutes sounds like just typical GW, what is even happening type of content, like, yeah, it's a time. So the Men of Gold, the Men of Gold are a subsection of humanity. It is said that they appeared during the Age of Terra, which is when the Emperor eventually was like, "Hi, I'm the Emperor. I'm going to make you all great." Okay. And so, you know, learn from mankind, etc. And the Men of Gold went across all of Old Earth, removing the anarchy and being physically and emotionally superior races. Now, if this sounds like they're just literally just custodians...
I was going to say, that just sounds like custodians that are early age custodians that have showed up with the Emperor and are just wiping out anything that doesn't fall in line.
Right. So during their time fixing Earth, they created the Men of Stone. And eventually by M21, so a long time ago, the Men of Gold's influence had, you know, waned, and nobody knows what happened to them.
They just disappear?
Yeah. It's just eventually their influence was waned and they were taken over by the Men of Stone. No one knows what happened to them. Now, the reason I say this, because this is almost verbatim, is because the source for this is the Warhammer 40K 3rd Edition rulebook, which came out in 1998.
Yeah, that was a little while ago.
Yes, so this is 26-year-old lore. Oof.
Oh boy, do I feel old.
There are many viewers and listeners that were not alive when the Men of Gold
you need to stop doing that. Stop doing that. Existed. Stop doing that.
This book can drink.
Yes, it can. It can drink, it can vote, it can serve, it can do all the things. It can rent a car. It can drive. Yep.
So, anywho. Damn, DK was in his 40s in 1996.
I'm not even in my 40s now, Shy. Thank you.
Anywho, so, you know, the personal theory, this may have been like proto-Custodes, and their influence maybe waned because the Emperor really likes to kill off his closest helpers and then bring
in the
better helpers after that. So maybe he just murdered them. I don't know.
Yeah. What was the Thunder
Warriors?
Thunder Warriors. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. So the Men of Stone were a class of artificial beings made by the Men of Gold / Emperor at the time. They were part of the Dark Age technology, and they were made with the purpose of colonizing deep space. They're not as strong as the Men of Gold or anything, but they were great engineers. They built crazy ass constructions and eventually created the first ever warp drive, I think they created the first ever warp drive. Citation needed.
So they're AI robots? What are they?
They are artificial beings. Are they robots? I don't know.
They're not made of stone. They're not like, they're not actually men of stone. Is it just because they're really good builders? And it's like, oh, they're really good at, you know, building stuff. Stone. Ground up.
You're asking questions that I have about a paragraph of lore for.
Sorry. I just figured their name had some, you know, it would define why they're called what they're called. But all right, go ahead.
So I have no idea. All I know is that they were built. They were made. They were artificial and crafted by the Men of Gold / Big E. They created the first warp drives, which were a lot like the Tau's warp drives. So they're not as fast as our current warp travel, but they're also not going through hell.
Yeah, so, it's the first warp drive that was ever made. So, of course, by, you know, today's Imperium, it's going to seem archaic. Just like, you know, the first aeroplane or like the Wright brothers were flying seems a little archaic by our standards because, you know, it was a billion years ago.
No, you have it backwards. It is not as fast as warp travel currently, but it is a significantly higher tech thing like the Tau have. Way safer. It's FTL.
Gotcha.
So it's way better and safer, but just slower. Not slower in like a massive amount, you know?
Okay.
So that's the thing. The next part that Shai just posted here that I was about to read is the stone men existed in a state of half-life, whatever that means. So they were unaffected by demons of the warp, which made warp travel better. And considering that we know that living beings and AI are both affected by the warp, I still don't know what they are. But the point is that the Men of Stone eventually made the Men of Iron as servants for them and to help them with deep space colonization. However, the Men of Iron, which are AI constructs, eventually revolted and killed everybody.
Yes, they did. They sure did. So the Men of Stone are somewhere between living and AI. They're not either one. And they made the Men of Iron as servants, and the Men of Iron revolt and kill everybody, kill the Men of Stone, and thus we say no to AI. AI bad. Look what it did. Look what it wrought.
Brother, honestly, I don't even know if you're right. I don't even know. All I know, Men of Gold made Men of Stone, then Men of Gold went away, and then Men of Stone made Men of Iron, and then Men of Stone went away, and because Men of Iron killed them all. And then Men of Iron went away because we killed them all in after our horrible, horrible war.
It's a circle, a hoop that never ends.
It's not a loop, it's a spiral.
Sam Lake, you hack!
Anywho, so... Obviously, the Men of Iron are AI robots, Terminator style. They are murder, socialist automatons here to take our freedom.
Ah, where's the dreadnought? Deploy the dreadnought. Destroy the box.
Destroy the box. Helldivers entering combat zone.
I still haven't played that, by the way.
The new mech?
Yeah, I haven't played it.
It's pretty fun. Okay. The Men of Iron were made to help the Men of Stone colonizing the galaxy. However, before the Age of Strife, for whatever reason, we're not quite sure, they turned on the human masters and then did the cybernetic revolt, which, and I quote, was a war so destructive it made the Horus Heresy seem small in scale.
Wow. I was going to say, how did we end up stopping the Men of Iron? Because, like, that seems like more than a task for humanity at the time.
So, I don't know. It says here, like, the Men of Iron employed world-consuming constructs, devices that could destroy suns, weapons that could throw entire continents into the heavens, and swarms of nanomachines that covered entire planets. However, wow. In the end, the Men of Iron were destroyed by an alliance of galactic powers. This is cited by the first and only novel of Gaunt's Ghosts, which they talked about near the end before they found the STC. However, it does need citation here because while it does seem insane that the humans could ever fight this off, at the same time, the humans also had this technology too because we were in the Dark Age of Technology.
Right, that's true. Dark Age of Technology, humans are significantly stronger than they are right now, and they're pretty goddamn strong right now. And I guess, Shai said all alien races joined into the fight, so it's just like the Milky Way galaxy against the Men of Iron. So I guess the Men of Iron are kind of going to be on the losing end of that.
I don't have much of the whole other aliens joining the fight thing, but Shai does say that she has a good reference to explain, quote, the trauma the Men of Iron inflicted upon their creators. Let's see here. Oh, goddamn you.
It's Legion!
I genuinely thought you had something. I was like, oh, I didn't find this. Where could this be?
Ah, yes, the Geth. The poor Geth. Poor Geth.
I mean, yeah.
Is it poor Geth, though? I mean, they turned on their creators and they were pretty successful, so it does make sense. I mean, that kind of is the vibe that happened. Like the Quarians made the Geth to be servants and you know, all that, and then, you know, they kinda turn on them and drive them from their home planet, take over what's the Quarian homeworld called?
Rannoch!
Yeah. Except there was never a nice, happy, oh, we can coexist on Rannoch in Mass Effect. Like,
yeah,
Mass
no,
Effect
no.
3. Yeah.
They also didn't have sun-destroying weapons and et cetera.
No, they didn't.
That being said,
Talimancer for life, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. If Liar gets all the content.
That's true.
Unfortunate, but you know. Big
Thankfully,
blue.
In the Legendary Edition, they fixed Tali Unmasked because... Oh,
did they actually?
Yeah, yep. Oh, it's a lot better now. It's not a stock photo that they just kind of airbrushed over.
I'm surprised they didn't just like make the scene with the Legendary Edition,
right?
You know?
Like, did they just not have did they not have the sprite ready? Because maybe it's like, oh yeah, the code's there, but like we literally didn't make a face for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Sorry, this is not a Mass Effect podcast. Go ahead.
No. One day we'll do an episode.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Anywho, so of course. The Age of Strife was like the worst time ever. The Age of Strife or Old Night was, hey, all the machines are revolting and murdering everybody. And also, by the way, all the humans destroyed the machines, but then we're all totally hurt by this. Also, by the way, warp storms, you can't travel to anyone ever at all anywhere. Yeah.
Everybody's cut off from everybody else. So if you were depending on supplies from the Imperium, you're screwed.
And, you know, this might last for, oh, I don't know, 5,000 years. So life was shit.
Good luck.
Naturally, the hatred of intelligences and abominable intelligences, as they're called, stemmed from a lot of this problem and is one of the main reasons why there is the techno-religious cult of Mars that came from not just to mention the revering of individuals able to work the life support systems on Mars, but all over the course of 5,000 years, but also the extreme fear of any kind of AI, considering what they did to us.
Yeah. And also why it's like, no more inventing. Stop it.
Again, yep. Of course, a few of these sources are Warhammer 40K, third edition rulebook.
Sure. From 26 years ago. Thanks.
You're welcome, sir. I was two.
I'm not going to talk about how old I was. It was a number. It wasn't two.
All right. Anywho, so with this, now the Men of Iron are for the most part extinct. There are, however, of course, other AIs in the galaxy that do not resemble the Men of Iron. That being said, there is technically one known surviving Man of Iron.
Man of Iron, I suppose. There's only one of them. How did that one get away?
So this one is called UR-025. Shai is not entirely wrong there. He slapped an Imperial Quilla on itself he walks around and says, if anyone is asked, Mago's John Human Man is controlling this robot, piss off, and people leave him alone.
Okay. He doesn't actually say John Human Man is controlling me, right? There's no way. I'm sure there's an actual name and Shai is just being like funny, right?
I'm not sure. There is a short story on him called Man of Iron, written by Guy Haley, I believe. But this is a model that is part of the Blackstone Fortress box that is with that one super over the top, guy with the big pelt. Remember?
The
rogue trader guy who's all into himself.
Yeah.
So in that box of the Blackstone Fortress, it's all there, you know, that whole group. This Man of Iron is part of it. They are, for the most part, going to enter the Blackstone Fortress and join the group to discover and learn more about it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, and from the short story and everything that's been talked about, it is a Man of Iron. It pretends to be one of the Adeptus Mechanicus war machines, and normally the Mechanicus get really mad when you touch their stuff, so no one really bugs him.
That's true. That's fair. I mean, if I thought that was an Adeptus Mechanicus machine, I wouldn't mess. Well, I mean, just look at it. I wouldn't mess with it. Period. But yeah, that makes sense.
That being said, it apparently deems itself greater than humanity, but does not hold any malice for them. It thinks it's better, but is not like does not hate them or anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to much like having to kill in order to remain free.
But will if it has to.
But will if it has to.
As it has a Gatling gun for an arm. It's Barret! Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Stop with your Final Fantasy.
I can't! I have 60 hours into the fucking thing.
Leave your home.
I can't! Anyway. I mean, I could. I just don't want to. So, he's a Man of Iron is quite strong. Right? So if he wanted to, he could raise some absolute unholy hell. He doesn't want to. He doesn't really care. He's fine with the humans. But, if he got mad, he could mess up, a lot of people's day, right?
I mean, so the Men of Iron are, it's not like the exact, it's like Terminator, right? In Terminator, you have your basic classic red robot skeleton Terminator guy, but then you also have other big crazy machines, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
As far as I can tell, considering that this guy is about the size of probably not even the size of a Castellan robot. It's probably the size of I don't know, a bigger space marine, like a Centurion, maybe slightly larger than that. It's probably like a ground troop, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I just figured Men of Iron, and then you hear all the stories about how awful, not awful they were, but how horrible their reign was, and they're killing everyone, and the whole galaxy has to unite to destroy them, and it's just, you think even one of them would be a huge problem if it decided to start some shit.
Yeah, I mean, It'll be a huge problem in the sense that it has an assault cannon for an arm, and it'll go through everybody. But you know,
he doesn't try to start anything because he's, you know, he doesn't hold any grudges. He's not a malicious man of iron. But still, you know, if a wire gets crossed and he goes into turbo ultra kill mode, like, you know,
it's the same reason why. I will always go back to one of my favorite things I've ever read, which is some guy asking a question about, hey, you know, if Eldar see humanity as just primitives, why do they even bother like being scared of them? And the response was, well, if a space marine is to them, is the same thing as having a silverback gorilla in full plate blow into your house with a shotgun waving it around. You'd be pretty frightened.
Yeah, they might be primitive, but that doesn't stop them from being really strong and still very able to kill you.
It may just be the ground troop of a man of iron. But if this is like the men of iron's equivalent of a guardsman, oh, God.
Yeah, if that's the Men of Iron guardsman, that's a problem.
Yeah, so.
He's like, yeah, I was the lowest rung in the Men of Iron. You were what?
Now, anyway, of course, that is the Men of Iron as far as we know. The fact that we even have one is kind of crazy as an actual thing. Mm. That being said, I do know that there is other Men of Iron that did exist for a short period of time down in the first and only novel of Gaunt's Ghost, which we have read ourselves.
Yep, the little production facility that they had to blow up.
Yep, way at the end where some of the more dubious individuals wanted to use it as a way to, you know, like make the Imperium really strong.
They wanted to use it for humanity.
Yes, specifically by the Lord High Militant General and awful asshole Inquisitor. Mm-hmm. But Gaunt, because he's a righteous commissar, said no way, no how. Also, yep. This thing might be corrupted by chaos. And as it started spitting out men of iron, they were in
totally
fact
was
totally corrupted by chaos. Spoiler, I guess, for Gaunt's Ghost, released in August of 1999.
Oh, no, another book that makes me feel old. Ah.
I won't lie. Gaunt's Ghost coming out 25 years ago, that holds up really well.
When you said 1999, I was like, wait, what? Really?
Yeah, that's like actually.
That's a good book. Like, that book is like timeless almost. Like
a little bit. Although the Space Marines are kind of weak in that book, but they've gotten better lately. But like, who cares?
Yeah.
Anywho, so that is a great segue to talk about the other kinds of AI that humans made, which are standard template constructs.
Hey, STC!
STC! So STCs were created, again, Dark Age technology. They are said to have the entirety of human technology and knowledge up to then. Every possible thing they have ever known, ever.
Hmm. Assuming you can amass them, because they're all just scattered across the galaxy now.
Right, but naturally, of course, you place them in various areas that are in ships, and then you send them out into the deep, dark areas of space, and then that construct will tell you how to make a farm, and how to make a base, and etc. Yep.
Or how to make a really good knife.
Right. Hey, shit. Speaking of, as mentioned in Gaunt's Ghost.
Yep.
Not a Katachin guy. I think maybe it was a guards. I don't remember who. They found one that made knives, and the knives it made were the new ones Space Marines were using. And the guy was given an entire planet.
Given a whole planet to retire on. And just good job.
Yep. Here's a paradise world. Great job.
Yep. STCs are important.
They mean if for a thing that makes knives. Now it's a Space Marine Gladius, so it's
I was gonna say it is a standard issue knife for a Space Marine. That's pretty important for them. I mean, you know.
There's a hilarious thing here, which there's an excerpt here that says the STC for a type of paint, was actually discovered by a force of Skitarian guard that allowed the paint to have a unique composition to be painted to war gear way faster. It was secured by Commissar Trast. However, this STC caused rebellion on several hive worlds responsible for painting vehicles. And it forced the Imperium to enact a compliance on the pigment wells.
Wow.
And due to this, they assumed the STC might have been corrupted by chaos, which took several hundred years to fully declare uncorrupted and sanctioned.
Several hundred years over paint?
Commissar Trast was then awarded a world for his discovery. However, considering how long the compliance took, it is unlikely he survived to receive his reward.
To receive his planet. Oh my God. Have we talked? The name Trast sounds really familiar.
That just sounds like an Imperial name. I'm sure there has been like a Trast before.
Maybe. So the whole problem was Hive Worlds were upset because they were like, no, we paint things. You found a thing that paints things faster. That's our job. This is our living.
Yes.
So they thought it was corrupted by chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, great stuff.
AI. This is why we can't have AI, everyone.
So that's the weird part about STCs, right? Is that an STC can be a lot of things. An STC can basically just be a gigantic 400 petabyte computer full of knowledge and things you need to learn. Mm-hmm. Or an STC can be a living, acting AI that can cause you a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Was that the ship that laughed at the AdMech for being like, the Omnissiah, you idiots, watch this, turns them all off.
Yes, you did it.
Yes!
I'm proud of you.
Yes! I'm learning.
That was one of my tabs, the spirit of eternity.
Let's go.
Yes.
I made up for not getting the quote.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Remember, it arrived once, and it was like from like a time thing, and it was part of it, had like a human captain, and then they were like, "Hey, what's up? This human captain is going to warn you about chaos coming," and then they murdered his captain, and it got really, really mad.
Yeah,
and then it did all that fun stuff. I will admit there is a very interesting bottom excerpt about this that I was not aware of.
Bottom text?
So Avenging Sun is a book that came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. And it said I'm gonna use his full name.
Do it.
Archmagos Dominus Belisarius Call rumored to have later found the Spirit of Eternity and bested its AI in a game of wits.
Wow.
Which is the most Call thing I have ever heard.
That's a pretty big deal, because that was no, like, that wasn't just some stupid little thing. That's an AI that shuts down AdMech because it just doesn't like them and thinks they're stupid.
Yeah, but what a Call thing to do. Like, I will best you in a battle of wits, literal AI ship.
Yeah, that is something Call would do. For some reason, I just imagine them playing chess. I'm not really sure why.
Honestly.
Yeah, just Call playing chess and like the AI calling out its moves like pawn to d4. You know, I don't know why.
Ooh, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar? What is the name for chess in 40K? You've heard it all right.
I feel like I've heard it because like... I don't know if it was one of the books they were like, oh, I'd love to sit down with a glass of Amersek and play bleh with you, but I don't remember what the game was called.
They talk about it a lot in Eisenhorn. It starts with an R.
Nope.
Regicide.
Regicide! That makes so much sense!
Yeah, it's basically just...
Of course, Regicide. Damn it.
Yeah, it's basically just chess.
Chess,
but,
gotcha.
But yes, I do believe they probably play Regicide.
Regicide. That's a great name for chess. I like that.
That's true. Warhammer Tabletop does also exist in Warhammer.
That's true. Really?
Yeah, just like a little miniature game does exist.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just gonna be like, well, yeah, what do you think they're doing when they're looking at the Hololith and they're moving all their troops around? It's Warhammer.
No, I'm pretty sure the Hololith is like literally like a hollow thing.
Yeah, it's a hollow thing of the battlefield. But yeah,
That being said, though, I will say, what is it? Do you remember when Perchurabo smashed Fulgrim's face into a custom Titan miniature on his desk?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little mini. Mini.
But anyway, so STCs obviously are the most sought after thing from the Mechanicus. And when they appease it, as they say, they will enter the knowledge of them and whether it lets them or not. Mm-hmm. And then it'll get who knows what. Because STCs are, despite how powerful they are so old that they, for the most part, can become incredibly decayed. So, you know, that STC that had the special kind of paint probably had everything else you needed, but
it probably had everything you needed to build like a super house, but it's like it's been so long and the data's been corrupted, it's like all you could get out of it was the paint and not like the tools or not the materials or the nails or
So various STC discoveries would help with these kind of thing. For example, like in M36, there was an STC for the bigger chassis of Landspeeder, which created the Landspeeder Vengeance and the Dark Shroud variants. Like following the Age of Apostasy, the Centurion STC was discovered. That's the big chunky one. So on and so forth. You know,
some pretty good finds.
Hey, Arkin Land.
Land Raider.
He found the Land Raider, and then that's why it was named after him, you know?
The Bane Blade was actually just the light scout tank for Dark Age of Humanity or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
That is...
It's goofy. Yeah. During the Great Crusade, the STC for the Leman Russ battle tank was found by the Space Wolves.
It found by Leman Russ by any chance?
I don't know if it was. I think it was just found by the Space Wolves.
And they're just like, honor Leman Russ. Call it the Leman Russ tank.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
I would assume the Rogel Dorn tank did the same. Mm.
It wasn't actually Rogel Dorn that found the STC.
Well, actually, in this case, no. I don't think so, because it's a relatively new tank.
Oh, well, yeah. If Rogel Dorn ain't around to find it.
I'm sure the Fists found it.
Yeah, no. Honor Rogel Dorn. Yeah.
But this is a good thing to segue into talking about the machine spirit.
Hey.
So the machine spirit, I'm just gonna go out on a limb here. It's just AI. It's just an AI. It is AI. It is a very light, low level AI that does not have any consciousness or ability to improve on itself.
Okay. But they're not going to admit that. That's the damn machine spirit. You must appease it.
They will never say shit.
No.
For them, the machine spirit and the reason they do their stuff is the same reason why you are locked out of your computer.
You forgot the password.
Yeah, like I am locked out of my PC. I need to try a password or find a way around it. That is for them what appeasing the machine spirit is for entering a rhino or a dune crawler or something.
Okay. It's password entry. Okay.
Yeah, mixed with about 15,000 years of religious zealous-like behavior.
Yeah.
I don't think zealotry is actually a word, even though I've said it a million times.
It sounds like it should be. Religious zealotry. It sounds like it should be, and it sounds like it could be.
Oh, wait, it is a word.
Let's go! My English major's paying off, baby! Well, it's a creative writing degree, so I really, you know...
Creative writing degree?
Yeah. It's about as useful as a business degree.
Can you write my scripts?
I mean, could I? Sure. Would they be any good? I think you should probably just keep with your current script guy, you know. I haven't actually written anything in like over a decade, so you know.
So Shai makes an interesting point, and I think this is a fascinating thing to determine between which kind of machine spirit. Because sometimes the machine spirit is, yeah, kind of animalistic, like a titan or a knight. So they need to, yeah, basically kind of break a titan like they would break a horse and kind of force it into compliance.
Yeah, like in...
Assassin on Kingmaker.
Kingmaker, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, when they have to get in the knight, right?
So I think it's a little different in that, because I think you're not necessarily appeasing the knight, you're appeasing the dead souls of the people in the AI, like Throne Mechanica Matrix.
True, when they tried to pilot it without appeasing the dead souls, it was kind of like trying to like ride a wild animal, essentially, wasn't it?
Well, they were like you can control a knight without plugging yourself in, but it's clunky and weird.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you were plugged in, it's like moving your own limbs.
Okay.
That's how I remember the book.
Yeah.
But yeah, titans, for example, do need to be like corralled by the princeps, because the titan is strong and it has a vicious bloodlust.
Huh. I guess I never thought of it like that. Like I knew you needed like the princeps to like help move it. I just kind of thought they were there to because like, oh, it's such a heavy burden on the pilot. You need multiple. I didn't realize that it was like because of the machine spirit, the Titan is like a wild animal. And without the princeps, that thing is just going to go buck wild like a brainless savage.
It's hard to determine exactly how we can define this, because it's not, because obviously the machine spirit is clearly some kind from in the real world is clearly some kind of small minor AI.
Huh.
That being said, you know, in the world of Warhammer, it is considered to be something like a soul, you know, and so a soul needs appeasing. Mm-hmm. But we've also found out, crazy enough, is that chaos and the warp can corrupt AI, both in Gaunt's Ghosts and in weird situations with the Votan.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, emotions, for example, feed the warp. So do the machine spirits of these titans, with their never-ending lust for war over hundreds and thousands of years, mean they have to be corralled like horses now? We're in deep Warhammer theory right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a thought, you know? There's things to think about.
That's interesting, because like I said, I always thought that, like, titans and knights and everything, that I just figured they were big robots that were built, and when no one's piloting him, they're idle because, you know, nobody hit the on switch. I didn't realize that the machine spirit like was that extent of like, you know, you need to corral this thing with princeps, otherwise.
As some Titan princeps don't do it properly, and they just burn out. Like the Titan will just kill them and like burn their mind out because they couldn't handle it.
Damn.
Yeah, that happens often. I mean, and you know, like the knight version is a little different how they try to do it, because of the, you know, the throw mechanic and all that. But then like also there are situations like in one of the books, there was the Crimson Fist chapter fighting orcs, and the whole crew inside the Land Raider were dead, but the Land Raider kept fighting. It just like a machine kept going, kept shooting, killing. Yeah. So that happens. You know, drop pods use a light machine spirit to help their trajectory, which is probably just AI targeting.
Probably, yeah. That makes sense.
But it's weird. You know, Space Marine armor has AI.
Yeah. They have to appease the machine spirit in their armor, yeah.
Yeah, because the armor has like tracking, and it has like number of bullets left in your gun and all the other stuff, like, but these are all, you know, very light constructs, minor things where things we could add now in the 21st century, you know.
Yeah it's not like there's something where it's like, oh no, the machine spirit in my armor's gone crazy, it's crushing me.
Yeah, it probably not like that. No.
Yeah, it's choking me.
So that's generally humanity's AI. And light bits of AI. There are other instances of AI out and about. Votan, for example.
Votan are all about the AI. They love that.
Not only do they revere their ancient, possibly STCs, they call them super cogitators, but...
So just SCs. No,
sure,
key.
Sure.
Just SCs.
The Votan are, I mean, they're basically STCs as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
However, it specifically states that these things are weapon specifications, military theory, geological data, science, philosophy, and STCs. So these could be like the machine that contains
that makes the STC. Oh, that's a big deal.
Because of their 10,000 years or more of constant usage, these with their like near limited power, the amount of data has caused the ancestor cores to become a little weird and develop personalities sometimes.
Just a little weird. Just
a little weird. And
10,000 years of not turning the PC off will do that, dude.
Yeah, they start getting a little strange and getting some personalities, and that is what leads to each individual league to having its own kind of methodology, like the Cronus Hegemony being a warlike group and the Ymir conglomerate being such a technological group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, these Votan spit out the Ironkin, which are literally just men of iron. They are just robots. they're literally just fucking robots, and they are treated as friends. They're
cool looking, to be fair.
Yeah, they're comrades. They're allies. They are not robots. As in like slaves.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, those are 100% robots, dude. I don't know what's in your coffee this morning, but that's a robot.
Sorry, they are not slave labor robots.
They are comrades. They are friends. They are equals. They help. They're wonderful. You can't go out and have a beer. I guess you could have a beer with one. I don't know what it would do with it, but it would hang out with you at the bar.
You absolutely can have a beer with it. 100% can have a beer with it. Kin are friends, not food.
I don't know why, but now I just imagine one of those robots just at the bar, and it's like, yes, cheers, and it just pours it over itself because it doesn't have a mouth, but it wants to seem like friendly, and it just copies what the little Votan are doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. They're treated as equals, and they also have funny personalities and stuff.
Good for them. So you're telling me if I don't turn off my PC for another 10,000 years, it'll become my friend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I finally get one.
You can live that way if you can live for 10,000 years.
I'm planning on living forever.
Forever.
Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I love that little guy. His little tool belt.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great little, it's like a tool vest. It's like tool overalls, actually.
Yeah, it's great, though. He's part of he's one of the assistants to the Ironkin, or not the Ironkin, the Brokir Forge Master, that's his name.
Am I the only one that kind of hopes there's one League of Votan guy that gets really attached to his robot helper, and he's like, oh, man, you're such a happy guy, and then draws, like, a happy face on the dome?
You know?
Just to give him a little smiley face and be like, you're a happy guy. Doot, doot, boop, and, you know?
Yeah, you know, I imagine them treating them like, what's his name, Baymax or something?
Oh, yeah, from Big Hero 6. Yeah.
So there are the Votan in that way. They have AI, all that kind of jazz. You also have Tau, which, of course, have classic AI like we normally would have in the 21st. Well, the hyper advanced, typical sci-fi stuff.
Yeah. It's not necessarily a personality or something. It's just like, you know, Siri.
Well, they do have personality AI. They contain AI, I would argue, similar to the Ironkin. For example, one of the good best examples is Oblatai, which is a part of the Eight, and it is the remade intelligence.
Oh, right.
You're right, of Farsight's old, I think either old mentor or something. I think it was the old mentor. It taught the young Farsight the basics of piloting a battle suit. Not the mentor. I think the mentor is Brightsword or something.
Right, right. I vaguely remember because I was like, oh, that sounds like the song Obladi, Obladi, life goes on. Anyway, yeah, that's how I vaguely remember it because it sounds like the song.
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Shut up.
Okay. But yeah, it is a scan of the original Obladi's like brain and all that. So while this is a chip in the battle suit, this is basically an AI version of the original person.
Okay. Ooh, that's a cool mech.
Yeah, the battle suit's awesome. And through the time, Obladi goes from like Obladi 4-0, 5-0, 6, pretty much every time he dies.
Ah, so kind of like in Destiny when you get when the robots get the reboot, they get a number added to the end of their name.
Pretty much.
Ew, Destiny reference. Yuck.
You know, yuck. I was always a somewhat sympathizer, but after all the Bungie stuff lately, the cope is fading, dude. It's fading.
That's a toughie. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Shai said their sentient AI is kind of like AI in Soma, brain scan of Tau uploaded into machines.
Yeah.
Soma was such a good game, too.
Soma was great. I'm not mistaken, I gotta look this up. One of the Tau ethereals named Anva is one of the main ethereal ones, is actually like dead, but there's an AI version of it leading the Tau as like. It's like if Joe Biden like just fucking died and they made like robot Joe Biden to be like to lead the country, to just lead the country or whatever, but not isn't actually there.
Oh, it's, okay.
I think I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, might help because you know his health is declining.
He is a tad old.
Yeah,
as they say.
Yeah,
Regardless of all of that, I believe Tau leader is dead, killed by Imperium assassins. Ethereals hide that by making AI of him that shows up on TV. It's literally that. It's literally that.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, you know, I guess good for them.
Literally, Robiden.
Robiden is leading the Tau right now, huh? Okay. All right. Well, hey. They good for them. I don't know. Is that a good for them?
Dude, I have no idea. Anval is a shitlord. Remember when Farsight and all of his gang were about to get murdered by Chaos, and he asked for assistance, and he said he'd turn himself in, and Anval said, "Sucks to suck, eat shit, bye." Yeah.
It's like why? What does it matter? You're about to die anyway. Why should I deal with you? Bye bye.
Yeah, pretty much like literally that.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, well, yeah, so they've got an AI version of him just running the show?
Yep, pretty much.
Or is it just an AI version of like, oh yeah, we make the laws and we're just gonna have this hollow AI projection do it for us? Or does this AI of what's-his-face actually make decisions?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever. He's a dick. That's all that matters.
Yeah, he's an asshole. We don't like
AI
him.
AI or otherwise, he's a dick.
So the only other AI that I can initially think about in all of the other factions, because I'm not going to count like Waw energy.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's not really AI per se. That's just
weird
warp orc green thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't really count. I don't know about Eldar.
You would think the Eldar, because they're very technologically advanced, you'd think they'd have some variation of AI, maybe not as I don't want to say not as advanced, but I mean, they're pretty technologically advanced. So
my first thought was like, okay, right. A lot of dead Eldar souls actually power their robots. Wraith things are dead souls that do that kind of stuff, so on and so forth. But there's also like, I don't like so like vehicles and other things that might have like automated stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if like every single Eldar vehicle has a dead person piloting it. Yeah. Like in a way.
If they have AI, it's not a big prominent thing for the Eldar. Like,
I would assume not. No.
Yeah. Like, mostly it's the souls of the dead. It's the soul stones. It's all that stuff that's powering. They might have it somewhere in a machine, but it's not a big deal. They, you know.
Yeah. I would imagine that for the most part, like the Infinity Matrix, I think is the name, is the big circle of souls that power like a craft world. Mm-hmm. And so that is powered by their dead and everything like that. Now, how do they use this? I think it's maybe like it's Wraith constructs Wraith bone is mm-hmm. a psychically active material like Blackstone as a conduit. So I'm assuming they use the psychic power of the souls of the Eldar to power their stuff. Oh, Shai's right. There are soul stones on those tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So then, essentially the soul stones are the AI.
Viewers, Eldar lore eludes me more often than I'd like. If you have information for us, please let me know.
Also, so that tank has multiple soul stones on it. Is each soul stone is like a dead person, right?
Correct.
Wow, so that thing's got 3-4 dead Eldar powering it? Like, how exactly does that work? Is it just does the machine just feed off of it, or are the dead people's spirit actually like doing something?
That's a Chai? Good question.
Chai?
It's
the actual spirits as a collective. They're actually in there as sort of a pseudo, I don't want to call it AI because it's not.
So the spirits are like spirits, for example, are part of like, it's like talk. Craftworld Eldar are very much like feudal Japanese. That's like a big part of their shtick.
Sure.
It's, you know, not just with like their garb and everything like that, but like the temples and the paths and that kind of thing. This is speaking to your ancestors, but like in a literal fashion.
In a literal way, yeah. So if an Eldar ship goes down, that is a huge loss. Like if they lose all those soul stones, that's a huge loss for the Eldar.
Yes, that's why Eldar are so picky.
Hard to kill.
Picky with their battles, very fast, because every dead Eldar is extremely irreplaceable in a lot of ways. Or
if a Night Lord just eats them because lol, Lamal. Right.
Or if a Night Lord Raptor thinks it's funny and eats like six.
And he's like, yeah, I can hear them in my tummy.
Yeah, it's the screeching souls of the Eldar.
Yeah.
Typical Night Lord shit.
I guess I never realized that all those that there were that many soul stones like on the vehicles and stuff. It makes sense why they would want to be so fast, so picky, and just be like, look, we don't want to lose our literal ancestors that are implanted in this ship.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's very important. And not only do you lose your ancestors, but you lose your power.
Yeah. Your power source, the thing that's powering your vehicles. Yeah.
Right.
Because how many soul stones they got? I mean, I guess there are a lot of dead Eldar, and Eldar die all the time, but
there are a lot of dead Eldar. Yeah.
After that whole Slaanesh thing, there are a few dead Eldar. But like, damn.
It is. For the most part and all kind of stuff, not AI. It is psychically powered stuff like that. I thought that they would have some kind of like technological matrix somewhere, but considering that all Eldar are psychic and they can weave Wraith constructs and Wraith stuff, I guess their vehicles are made of Wraith. And
yeah,
that's why they're psychically active, or maybe they're not, or maybe they're not Wraithbone. I think they're Wraithbone.
Sure, God,
this is a great question. Actually, we will do an episode on Wraithbone.
This all sounds like a great foreshadowing for like an episode.
We should do an episode on Wraithbone. I am curious now.
Because Bricky loves the Eldar.
Oh, first thing Shy sees.
Wraithbone effectively performs all the tasks a machine would.
All right, perfect. Our answer is done.
Cool. Episode done.
That was not in my list of tabs that I had open.
Well, we can still do an episode on Wraithbone and the Eldar and the Soul Stones and how they work, and that'd be fun. I think that'd be a fun episode.
Agreed. We should do that.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, there's only one last AI thing to discuss. Mm-hmm. That's Necrons, if we count that.
Yeah. Do you count that as AI?
So it's not like Eldar, because there's no soul.
There's no soul. They're just, yeah.
Because they've been eaten.
Mm-hmm.
But
they have consciousness.
They do. And some have better consciousness than others.
Yes, some remember when they were human. Very few, right? But still, it's not really AI per se, is it?
But is it? Okay, so here's a question, right?
I mean, I guess in the Necron body, that would be artificial because there's no soul.
So let's think of it this way. Do we refer to replicants as AI from Blade Runner?
I never saw them as AI. I never thought of them as AI, to be honest.
Okay, but they are completely fabricated stuff, right?
They are.
And I'm imagining, because like the Silent King, right? He's perfect. Same personality. He remembers his time before, I'm pretty sure. Because he's Zarek.
Yep.
The question is like, okay, what if I were to remake a human and literally remake their brain down to the atom? You know, like, it is technically an artificial intelligence. Yeah,
I mean, technically that is an AI.
But at the same time, you know, this is the same guy.
Yeah, down to the atom.
And, you know, the whole point of Necrons is that their nobility maintained their intelligence, but even they are like faltering because of the sleep.
Yeah.
So
it's a bit of a gray area, isn't it?
It is. I think we do call Necrons technically AI. Necrons don't believe themselves to be. They're just like, it's just me in a new body.
It's the Soma effect, right?
Right. Even if their soul is dead and eaten, to the Imperium, don't think about it too hard or we'll kill you.
The Imperium addresses them as Xenos, not as AI. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, they would know.
So, like, here's my answer.
Yeah, that's kind of a gray area. The world is very rarely black and white, right? There's always little shades of gray in there.
Yeah, that's a good point. And to make it even weirder, Necrons do have artificial intelligence, like slaves, which are the canoptic units, like Wraiths and Scarabs and the rest. Mm-hmm. So basically what I'm trying to say is...
Pseudo-AI using AI. What a world.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is... That's all I got, man.
Everyone who was alive in the 90s can do a...
I think Home Improvement was like... The one that like the most watched show, like it was like no top like five at the time.
I watched it all the time with my parents and my all the time.
That's just so funny to me. But yeah, anyway. I mean, for the most part, that's AI in Warhammer. You know, I think we can probably learn more about it when the Votan get literally any books and any lore at all.
It's shocking. They still don't have anything.
There's not even a book, man. What the hell?
Like, how long have the Votan been out? Like, at least a couple years at this point, right?
Oh, God, no. It's been like a year.
Oh, really? Is that recent? I don't know why. I thought it was like at least 2 years.
I assumed that you would at least, like, have a book ready to go when you launch them.
Yeah, like, you'd think you'd have some, like, big codex of lore that's mostly lore and nothing?
Yeah, a little wackadoodle on that one.
That's a little wackadoo.
Yeah, so... Anywho,
that's the episode?
That is the episode.
That was a fun one. I like that. I like learning about the AI. Even if I absolutely bungled the quote at the beginning, which should have been painfully obvious, that was a fun one. I like that.
You darn bungler.
What's your boggle?
Boggle?
What is your boggle?
Boggle? Boggle?
What is your boggle? That's right. From Demolition Man, another old movie, but a great one. Everybody should watch Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and... I forget the other guy.
I was making a different reference. Shy, did you get my reference?
What reference were you making?
Oh, thank God. Sorry. DK, you're a loser. DK, you're a loser.
Why am I a loser? What did I do?
Baby, want a bottle? Because you what? Are dirt.
What's your boggle?
Oil paintings. Sea King.